Hi everyone. Hi. We're gonna talk about fasting again, but I'm hoping that this one has a. What I'm hoping to get at is kind of the heart of fasting, like why we fast, and the purpose of it. And so, I wanted to start with a story. It's interesting because my story is kind of similar to Richie's, but a very different experience. At the start of this year, and Rich did their first annual Daniel fast. And at the time, I wasn't really super familiar with fasting. I wasn't experienced in fasting. I didn't really understand the purpose of fasting, but I wanted to do it. I just modified it. I did want to participate, but I felt like eliminating that many food groups and going all in just felt too difficult for me. So what I did instead was I chose three areas of my life that I found I really struggled with temptation, which was social media. I eliminated social media, soda, and gluten. And so those were the areas that I leaned into, and I committed to a 30-day fast from those. Fast forward, come to the end of 30 days, I felt like the physical and mental health benefits of removing these things, but like aside from that, I didn't feel anything. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel any breakthrough. I hear all these people around me telling me these awesome encounters they've had with God and these revelations and just huge things happening, and I just really felt like, man, I missed something. I don't know what happened there. But in reflecting on it, I just realized that I just did not set myself up for success in this fast, in that fast. Aside from kind of just denying myself these three things, I just really didn't do more than that. I mean, I read my Bible, I prayed, but I just really didn't do anything more for God during that time. My heart just was not in it to seek Him deeper. In any way, I just really thought that I was gonna stop watching social media and then God was just gonna show up in my room and come to me instead of me coming to Him. And so that was a learning experience for me. And I'm sure that the experience isn't a total waste because God doesn't waste anything. But I've since grown in the spiritual discipline of fasting, and I've seen what God can do with a hungry and obedient and willing heart, just like set on Him, going in it for Him. I wanted to start with, let's read verses 1-5. It says, "Shout with the voice of a trumpet blast. Shout aloud, don't be timid. Tell my people Israel of their sins. Yet they act so pious. They come to the temple every day and seem delighted to learn all about me. They act like a righteous nation that would never abandon the laws of its God. They ask me to take action on their behalf, pretending they want to be near me. We have fasted before you, they say. Why aren't you impressed? We have been very hard on ourselves, and you don't even notice it. I will tell you why, I respond. It's because you are fasting to please yourselves. Even while you fast, you keep oppressing your workers. What good is fasting when you keep on fighting and quarreling? This kind of fasting will never get you anywhere with me. You humble yourselves by going through the motions of penance, bowing your heads like reeds bending in the wind. You dress in burlap and cover yourself with ashes. Is this what you call fasting? Do you really think this will please the Lord?" So here God is just opening up with a direct rebuking. This is a direct rebuking and correction from the Lord about how His people are fasting and coming before Him. He's saying that they're pretending they want to be near Him, and that they're fasting to please themselves, and that they're just going through the motions, kind of like how I was going through the motions during my fast. And He's just highlighting that intention and motive matters in fasting. Are we fasting for ourselves or for God? Are we looking for God to move in our lives without us moving closer to Him? Do we have expectations of God other than just grace alone? from him as he transforms us inside. So God really just cares about our inward transformation more than our outward display, more than what we're just showing the world. He wants our heart set on him. So with the wrong kind of heart posture, like in this verse, really fasting is just an empty religious ritual. And we know how God feels about those. He's not very pleased with those. It doesn't mean anything to him. So, you know, as in my fast, you know, it's not that God didn't see my sacrifice, because I gave up these things. It's just that he saw that it was empty. Really, there was just like not any heart behind it, to seek him deeper. God calls us to more than religious rituals and law. You know, like I said, he cares about our inward transformation more than our outward display. He does not honor empty sacrifice. If we're not really desiring a complete heart transformation and to be transformed, it's just not, he's not going to grant it. It's not going to be granted. Fasting is meant to be a physical representation of our heart's desire to draw near to God. So I encourage you, you know, do not come to God in a fast asking him to change. Come asking him to change you and like what he can do in you. He does not desire, you know, here in the verse, he's talking about, you know, we've fasted before you. Why aren't you impressed? We've been so hard on ourselves. God doesn't desire us to punish ourselves for his show or approval. What he desires is obedience. Are we listening to him? Are we seeking him and then listening to what he has to tell us? He desires intimacy and relationship with us, for us to have that constant connection with him. And he wants us to be dependent on him. That's a huge part of fasting. It's a seeking greater dependence and direction from him, taking a time to set ourselves and our wants aside, to replace them with God's wants and desires for our life. So it's important to remember to not be hard on ourselves in fasts, to follow God's leads. Remember, we cannot earn God's love or grace or favor or more of it. That work's already been done on the cross, and we can rest in that. So we work from his grace and not for it. So I wanted to share another story about a somewhat recent fast, that I took part in. I had recently decided on a fast, for my heart health. As I was trying to think of the details, you know, how long do I fast? How do I do this? What do I give up? During this time, I was thinking, okay, this is a big ask that I'm coming to God with. So I'm thinking I should do at least 3 days, maybe 5 days. And while I was weighing all of my options, I felt God just impress upon me and speak to me. He said, ask Josh to join you. Mm-hmm. He said, ask my husband to join me in the fast. And at first I was a little taken aback. I didn't want to pressure someone else to fast with me or put that on them. Josh and I had never fasted together before. But I said, okay, Lord. And I said, okay, but for how long? And I've heard him say to me 24 hours. And I said, that can't be right. That can't be right. That's not a big enough sacrifice. But I said, okay. And so I took it to my husband. I asked him, I invited him to fast with me. And he agreed. He agreed. And so we set a date. But then I got back in my own head. And I said, okay. It still doesn't feel right, though. I said, maybe I'll do the first 24 hours with him. And then I'll just keep going for a few more days, you know, earn some extra brownie points, you know, give more of myself, make it harder on myself, punish myself harder. And I just felt like God sharply reinforced, no, 24 hours. Mm. You start and you stop together. Mm. And so I said, okay. So a few days later, we started our fast. And I got to say, even though it was short, it was probably one of the most powerful fasts for me in my life and for our marriage, I think. So during that time, you know, I told Josh, I said, hey, you know, we're fasting. We should probably spend some time in prayer together. What do you think about that? And he said, sure. And previous to this, our prayer life has mostly been kind of solo and just individual. And so we started praying and we just started interceding for friends, family, each other, ourselves. And before we knew it, we had been praying for over 2 hours straight. And I was just blown away. I felt like I was living out like a miracle, like a work of God. We could feel the Holy Spirit. And so, yeah, I just felt like it activated our prayer life together. And just activated this lifelong blessing going forward that I feel like I have this incredible prayer partner now, to just take on this life and this world together. And so I just want to encourage you, it's like, to try not to get in your own way. It's like, if God is giving you details on something, to follow that. Had I got caught up in my own way of thinking of, hey, I can earn more from God, more love, I should, you know, if I had gotten caught up in my own way, I might have missed this, like, incredible experience that God was not looking to be harder on me. He was looking to bless me, right, through my obedience. And so, and it just also a reminder that when we go into a fast with a theme, right, my theme was for my heart health, you know, I'm still trusting God with that, but we don't always get exactly what we think we're going to get out of a fast. But this was an answered prayer for me from previously. So God is going to give you what you need out of a fast, and we can trust that. And so I want to move on to the next section, verses 6 through 10. No, this is the kind of fasting I want. Free those who are wrongly imprisoned. Lighten the burden of those who work for you. Let the oppressed go free and remove the chains that bind people. Share your food with the hungry and give shelter to the homeless. Give clothes to those who need them and do not hide from relatives who need your help. Then your salvation will come like the dawn and your wounds will quickly heal. Your godliness will lead you forward and the glory of the Lord will protect you from behind. Then when you call, the Lord will answer, yes, I am here. He will quickly reply. Remove the heavy yoke of oppression. Stop pointing your finger and spreading vicious rumors. Feed the hungry and help those in trouble. Then your light will shine out from the darkness, and the darkness around you will be as bright as noon. So in this section, God is telling us the kind of fast that he does respond to, which ultimately is one that creates a heart in us to go out and do his work and will. So sometimes we need help with denying ourselves, right? The fasting is kind of just this practice of denying and setting aside parts of yourselves for what God has for you. And the purpose of fasting is to be renewed and transformed, and then to take that and turn it into action on his behalf. You know, we're called to be Christ-like. What did Jesus do out in the world, right? He treated people with love and kindness. He helped those in need, and he forgave people. He forgave others. He lightened their burdens. He freed the oppressed. You know, how can we go out in the world and be Christ-like and do what Jesus does? How can we help those around us? And this is the kind of action that God sees and honors. In this section, it's just filled with God's promises, some really beautiful promises. God promises that he will have your back while you act for him. And we can see that in your godliness will lead you forward, and the glory of the Lord will protect you from behind. He also promises help and healing, which we see in, then your salvation will come like the dawn, and your wounds will quickly heal. He also promises he will be readily available to communicate with you and answer your calls to him. And we see that in verse 9. Then when you call, the Lord will answer, yes, I am here. He will quickly reply. So who here wants this kind of relationship with God, right? This active relationship where he is just here, ready and willing to help you and to protect you and to help and heal you and to have your back, right? The creator of the world having your back. To get that, he calls us to action and to obedience and to represent him out in the world and to those around us. We see that in verse 10. Then your light will shine out from the darkness, and the darkness around you will be as bright as noon. So what does fasting have to do with any of this? Fasting is a spiritual discipline that resets your heart posture upon God, aligns you with his will, and then equips you to go out and do it. And so I'll share about a fast that I recently did maybe a few months ago. I really wanted to grow in hearing God's voice more. I wanted this kind of relationship with him. And so I entered a 3-day fast with the intention of growing in hearing God's voice and for boldness in sharing Jesus and the gospel. It was during this fast that God revealed to me a very deep-rooted idol in my life, which is the opinions of others and just fear of that. And so I spent the rest of that fast and the rest of that month and to this day repenting of the fear of man. Just really, God, I only want to fear you. Your opinion is the only one that matters to me. And so that fast revealed this to me. It was then up to me to take what God had revealed to me and then take the difficult steps of obedience afterwards, right? God's not going to do it all. We got to partner with him. So my action of my obedience and action was going out and doing the seed sowing with the church and sharing Jesus with strangers, friends, family, just trying to look for all those extra opportunities to practice this. If I wanted boldness, I needed to practice being bold. And it just was, God continues to do this work in me. And it's a continual process, but I definitely saw fruits from this. I started hearing God's voice in my life more, and more often, and in really new and inspiring and cool ways. He gave me lots of revelations and insights, previously answered prayers, and a deepening of spiritual giftings. He just really had a lot for me in this. Let's move on to verses 11 through 12. It says, the Lord will guide you continually, giving you water when you are dry and restoring your strength. You will be like a well-watered garden, like an ever-flowing spring. Some of you will rebuild the deserted ruins of your cities. Then you will be known as a rebuilder of walls and a restorer of homes. So as you fast and act on God's behalf, he will faithfully and continually renew you, which I think is a beautiful promise from him. That just as we care for others, that God cares for us. And what he wants for us is to continually fill us so that we may go and then go out into the world and pour into others from our overflow. And so when we think about fasting and sacrificing, Our sacrifice for him is met with abundance from him. That he always has something better for us. When we set things that we think we want to the side, or we set aside our way, there's always something better that he has for us. And there's always a reason behind it. You know, so I encourage you guys to empty yourselves through fasting and receive God's abundance. And if we look at verse 12, it says, some of you will rebuild the deserted ruins of your cities. Then you will be known as a rebuilder of walls and a restorer of homes. So we can trust that the results of true fasting will see tangible effects in and around us and lasting beyond us. I feel like how this could apply to some people in our lives is breaking generational curses, interceding for family, serving at church, answering God's call in our life, whatever it is, to go out into the world and to plant seeds and grow them, because we know that those seeds are going to continue to grow beyond us just planting them, and they're going to keep growing beyond us. And I really feel like God invites us to help restore and rebuild what is lost and damaged in this world and in those around us. And so, yeah, I just encourage you guys to just rest in God's promise that as we care for others, that God cares for us. And to when you are someone else's blessing, that God is yours. And so one of my initial fasts that I felt God invited me into was going through a season of feeling really spiritually dry and kind of restless, and I didn't really know what to do with that. And I was praying, and I felt like God was inviting me into a fast, but I was still relatively new to fasting. And so I kind of asked him for details, and I heard 5 days, which I was intimidated by that. I've never gone 5 days without food. But I said, okay, God, I'm going to commit 3 days to you and 5 if you give me the strength and grace to endure it. During that time, God really awakened in me just a new care and love for other people. Kind of previous to this, I had been really just wrapped up in my own life, my own problems, my own struggles, and really just focused on myself. But God revealed to me just like how much healing he had done in my life, that now he was calling me into being used more for others. And so I leaned into that, and I spent so much time in prayer, hours a day. I hit this breakthrough in intercessor prayer and this desire to just be at the feet of Jesus, and just to do more and more for others. And it was really powerful. It was a really powerful fast. And God was about a day or two in, I was feeling the physical side effects of fasting on water only. And so with God's permission and grace, I did start taking a little bit of juice, just to help alleviate those symptoms of like low blood sugar. But making sure not to, go to juice and turn to juice for hunger, but just to keep those symptoms at bay. And so, you know, even if we have to amend things or accept God's grace in a fast like that, it can still be powerful and meaningful when we take it with direction from him. And we don't need to be hard on ourselves in that. And so it was by God's grace that he did carry me through, and I was able to complete the 5 days. And he took care of me while I was pressing in for others. And so, Yeah. So I just want to encourage you guys that you don't always have to know the details of a fast or even your theme. Sometimes it can literally just be, hey, I'm feeling spiritually dry. I'm feeling restless, you know. Let me see what God has for me. And then just go in with a heart set on Him and discovering what that is. And I really fully believe that God knew that this was the next step for me. For me to develop a care and a heart for other people, because He had plans for me to use that. And I really, that I saw that transform into me wanting to get out there and start discipling other people and other women, and to share with them the type of freedom that I feel like I gained through Jesus. And so don't feel defeated. When you're feeling spiritually dry and restless, it might be an invitation from God to just come in deeper with Him, and for Him to level you up, take you to the next step, and use you and bless you. And so, so let's see here. To get the most out of our relationship with God, we need to continually examine our hearts before Him, because all of this is about our heart posture, right? It's not about the ritual itself. It's about our heart posture with God. We need to continually examine our hearts before Him, which reminds me of Psalm 139. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my concerns. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me an everlasting way. So I'd love to invite you guys to take a minute and to test your heart posture with God. Ask Him to reveal anything within you that is keeping you from Him fully, or to reveal an area that needs your attention. And then when that comes to you, you can go ahead and write it down. So I'll give you guys a couple minutes to do that. We're going to test our heart posture with God, ask Him to reveal anything within us that's keeping us from Him fully, or an area of our lives, or the lives around us that needs our attention, and then we're going to write it down. After you've had a minute to reflect on that, and that God has shown you something, whatever. All right, so after you've had a minute to reflect on that, and now that God has revealed something to you, the next step you want to do is now ask Him what He wants you to do with it. What does He want you to do with that? And remember that obedience activates His will for you, and that there is abundance on the other side of sacrifice. All right, and as you guys are wrapping up on that or meditating more on that, I'll go ahead and pray us out. Oh, Heavenly Father, I thank You for this day. Thank You for the break in the rain. I thank You for just the peace of Your presence, that we could all gather here to receive Your word. Lord, I pray that each person here has been spoken to directly by You, that You have, whatever You have revealed to them, Lord, that You give them the heart, the strength, the endurance, and the faith to trust You with it and to act in obedience to it, knowing that You want to bless them through that. Knowing that You want to bless others through them. And God, we rest. We rest in all of Your faithful and beautiful promises, Lord, that as You care for, that as we care for others and take action out in this world on Your behalf, that You promise to care for us and You promise to equip us in that. You promise to bless us in that. That You take care of Your beloved daughters and sons, and that we thank You. We thank You for this. And Jesus, that You tell us to love one another, as you have loved us. And so I just pray this. I pray this over everyone, and I pray for greater guidance and direction in their lives. I pray that they be the chain breakers in their families and in themselves, that the decisions that they make in obedience to you moves generations, restores what is lost, rebuilds what is damaged, and brings a nation just closer and closer to you, Jesus. You call us to represent you out in this world, to be set apart, to walk in your ways, to be Christ-like, to be the salt and light of this earth. And so, God, I just ask that you build up every person here in that. Build them up in your truth. And that we just remove every spirit of opposition, every force of darkness that wants to keep us from you and to keep us from doing your will and to keep us from any blessings and abundance that you have for us. We just rebuke that right now in your name, Jesus. Instead, we accept your Holy Spirit. We accept your plan and your will and your grace, and the way that you move in our lives is greater than any way that we could try to move in our own ways. And so we just surrender ourselves to you. And I just ask that you bless every single person here and all their families and friends and every person that you've placed on their heart. Lord, equip them with knowledge and wisdom and strength and discernment to go out and act on your behalf to everyone that they encounter in this world, and to be a blessing to everyone else, knowing that you will be a blessing to them. So I just pray this in your mighty name, Jesus. Amen. Mm-hmm.